Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Support remains strong for two ballot questions that could be put to Massachusetts voters this fall, drastically changing the state tax structure. A new WBUR poll out this morning finds voters would back the so-called millionaire's tax and would also support a rollback of the state sales tax. WBUR's Steve Brown reports.
When it comes to imposing an additional tax on income above $1 million, 77% of those polled say they are in favor of having those high earners pay a little more. 18% are opposed to the tax, a 4% surtax that would bring in an estimated $2 billion earmarked for education and transportation. Those poll numbers are about the same as they were when we asked the question last fall. Steve Crawford is backing the ballot referendum.
People recognize that we need investments in transportation and education in this state, and this is a fair and comprehensive way to do that.
Another potential referendum to roll back the state's sales tax from 6.25% to 5% also has broad support. 67% support the rollback, while 22% oppose it. The rollback could cut state revenues by $1 billion. Mass Inc. Polling Group President Steve Casella conducted the poll for WBUR. He says voters see the two questions as a chance to cut their own taxes while at the same time letting someone else pay for it.
Everybody pays the sales tax, so this is a very broad-based tax cut and therefore I think has a lot of appeal, whereas the revenue that would cover it or that would go in the other direction would come from only a small portion of the population.
I.e. the millionaires. If the poll numbers hold up and both questions pass in November, the budget ramifications may actually be a wash. While education and transportation would get more money via the tax on high earners, those areas might get less via the sales tax. Noah Berger of the Mass Budget and Policy Center says the debate on the sales tax right now focuses on tax cuts and not on the budget implications.
If you have a tax cut that costs over $1 billion, that means that there's less money for local aid, for parks, for education, for health care. And that part of the debate really hasn't come up. So we see this simple answer, which is, yeah, we'll give you a tax cut, of course. But I think the part that's missing from that discussion is what that means in terms of local communities and services that people count on.
When it comes to the millionaire's tax, Eileen McEnany of the Mass Taxpayers Foundation says she's concerned about volatility and of revenues drying up in economic downturns.
So you build in $1 billion more in education, and the money is there one year and it's not the next. But the programs and all of that are in place. And so it creates more challenges in the budget.
One uncertainty that could change everything is whether these questions are actually on the ballot this fall. Opponents of the millionaire's tax argued before the Supreme Judicial Court earlier this year that the question is unconstitutional since it earmarks money for education and transportation. They say only the legislature can determine how tax money is spent. There are also discussions in the State House to reach a grand bargain on the sales tax and other potential ballot issues, including a minimum wage hike and paid family leave. With all that going on, House Ways and Means Chairman Jeff Sanchez says there are too many variables to know right now what it'll all mean for the budget, but the stakes are high.
At the end of the day, the impacts are direct and they're definite. So I hope that the work of all the folks that are engaged in the subject area, that are at the table, and the general citizenry, that we really think about this.
Negotiators are running out of time, however, if they want to handle this in the committee room and not the voting booth. The legislature is currently tied up with finalizing the FY19 budget, and they must finish their session by July 31st. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown at the State House.